Hello, this is Dr. Van Gogh for the Tier Nasty Report. I'm Victor Alvarez Naranjo. Physician is Golter Vaxarabiania. Date of birth is 9/21/1986. Date of procedure is June 27, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Golter Dio. Referring physician is Dr. Leandro Bosquez. Indication is history of diverticulitis, description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, well experienced patient. Patient's breath and anesthesia sleep, placed in the flat position. Today is pre anesthesia services, monitoring anesthesia care. While the behavioral anesthesia chronoscope is introduced, a digital rectal exam is performed. While the behavioral anesthesia chronoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, complex of Foltz group. Terminal aim was intubated and evaluated. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retrospective is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7-2-3-2. Comma, good prep. The patient side procedure well done. Complications finding. The terminal aim, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line. Boston bowel prep score is graded at 7, 2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line. There was a diminutive ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a rectal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. All these were diminutive in size. Next line. There was, at 25 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of granulation tissue polypoid mucosa emanating from a diverticulum in the rectosigmoid colon that was biopsied for further evaluation histology. Next line, there's pandiverticulosis coli, worse on the left than on the right, with multiple impacted ticks noted. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were small and non-bleeding. Next line, plan, follow a biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend high-fiber diet with good water intake and Metamucil daily for supplementation. Next line, follow-up and office schedule. Thank you.